Blog Talk Radio. Mafia. Greetings, Anhotep. Welcome to the Care to Read Room. You've got your own Inca 7 live coming at you straight from my studio. I'd like for you to lock those numbers in on your dial at 646-478-0270. Why don't you lock it in, little G, and keep it right there. Our chat room is now open. We're officially on the air. So those of you who would like to fraternize in our chat room, please, we welcome you to come in. We're still working on another segment of To Be Young, Gifted, and Black. But we also have given you a sneak preview of Redempting Our Redemption Plan. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We laid it out for you last night, and we're going to be talking about it again today. And we're going to be also zoning in to Nina Simone's song, talking about why it's necessary to be young, gifted, and black. So why don't you lock those dials in, ladies and gentlemen, and I'll give you a little segment of Nina Simone's Rearranged Young, Gifted, and Black. Stay tuned. Enjoy. Sounds like we're having a little sound problem in here. Let's see what's going on here. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we'll give you another station identification. We'll be right back at you in the atmosphere. Stay tuned. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so very much for going with me on that. We now have our sound back in, and we'd like to welcome each and every one of you back, especially our old friends and our followers. We want to say keep on following us and keep on Twittering us, and we certainly appreciate it. And for those newcomers who are trying to decide who to follow, follow the leader. Go on and follow us. We're working on a segment right now that we're bringing to a close at the end of this month, To Be Young, Gifted, and Black. And we've been focusing in on the youth and the teens. It seems that we always leave them out. I purposely have brought them back into the scheme of things. And we're bringing them in and out because, you know, if we don't capture our teens' attention, someone else will. So we're working on To Be Young, Gifted, and Black. And this is our last week of working on Young, Gifted, and Black. And what we have for you today, lady, is a rendition from Buffalo Soldier, To Be Real, and dealing with the Young, Gifted, and Black version of Nina Simone. And we're going to play both of those for you, with Nina Simone heading up her original tune and with the brothers and sisters bringing it to you kind of proper light. We're going to bring that to you in a few minutes, but we'd like for you to lock your dials in. And if you are not in our chat room already, please, we welcome you to be a part of that. Now, yesterday we did a redemption program, and we just worked primarily on the engagement and on the African traditional wedding and marriage. And I want you to understand that we have got to adopt something that belongs to us. While in church today, I just discovered that most of the ministers who are focusing in on conscious messages are really sick and tired of the complaints and the issues that we're dealing with. We're becoming too sanctimonious and running after traditions of our fathers instead of creating new traditions. I see that some of the royal priesthood have gotten perturbed with some of the information that they're having to reteach over and over again, and the churches are emptying out. Now, if you have a plan, I suggest you decide to go back in the church. But right about now, I'm going to bring to you Nina Simone's rendition of To Be Young, Gifted, and Black. Stay tuned.
To be young, oh, gifted and black.
your soul intact. All right, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. The Buffalo Soldier bringing him his rendition. Rendition of Buffalo Soldier, To Be Young, Gifted, and Black. Now we're going to hear from Nina Simone with her version of Young, Gifted, and Black. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned and enjoy Nina Simone's Young, Gifted, and Black.
And I also want to talk about a friend who I miss more and more every day, every day. It seems that she comes alive more and more every day, for there are all kinds of things written about her each day, more and more. And I'm talking about Lorraine Hennigan. In this month's Esquire, you'll find two articles about her. And, of course, you know who she is. Dig that. And there's a...
That's that job talking.
You can watch when we left. Called To Be Young, Gifted, to that. And it's called To Be Young, Gifted, and Black. It's the story of her life. And we wrote another life together and composed it to in memory of her. And I think that very soon now, maybe 4 or 5 weeks, I won't be able to sing anymore. But each time I do, she comes a little closer and I miss her a little bit more. So, she's here and I actually approve. To Be Young, Gifted, and Black, and we invite you. So, when did you enjoy it? You come to the on stage and help us do this song for you. By the way, this is our our latest song called 45. R.C. Victor. Now, it is not addressed primarily to white people, though it does not put you down in any way, simply ignores you. For white people need all the inspiration and love that they can get. So, this house is full, and there are 22 million blacks in this country. I only want 1 million to buy this record. You understand? So,
thank you. call them free. Make us free from exploitation and strife. Nothing is more precious than life. We're free.
Right about now. Give me Dr. Carruthers. Unify us. Give me Dr. Ben. Why don't you unify us? Dr. Martin Luther King. Unify us. Don't divide us. Give me the Honorable Marcus Garvey. Unify us. Harriet Tubman. Unify us. Don't divide us. Search of the Truth. Step in and unify us. Sweet Coretta, unify us. Rosa Parks, unify us. Don't divide us. Unify us. Hear me now, Stokely. Hear me now, Martin. Unify us. Unify us. Unify us. Don't divide us. Unify us. To the ungifted and black.
Oh, I want you to know that I was born with my youth. Yeah, my God, I want you to know that I was born with my youth.
Put your soul intact. It's where it's at. Look at it's where it's at. To be young, gifted, and black. Just like Nina Simone said, to be young, gifted, and black, put your soul intact. You see, that's where it's at. Look that. We're going to call the ancestors to be present because the spirit is in the room. We're bringing back the spirit of Nina Simone. Her presence was going to be all over the universe. And then young, gifted, and black will rise up to the level of the occasion. Isn't it a great thing to be young, gifted, and black? Come on, you. It's where it's at. And that's the fact. It's where it's at. Dig that. Dig that. Dig that. Dig that. Dig that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, dig that, to be young, gifted, and black. That's a fact, and that's where it's at. Dig that. Now, we want to bring you back into consciousness, ladies and gentlemen. Try to maintain your momentum and get ready for the libation. Nina Simone is a priestess, or I'll say she still is a priestess because her energy is still here. She knows how to call the spirit back into subjection. And that's exactly what she was doing on stage, calling all those deceased ones to be accountable, and the living, because we believe that the living is supposed to keep up with the dead. So we bring them back into subjection. It is our place to go back and get our powerful ones and bring them back. Nina Simone's spirit is definitely powerful. Every time she sings that song, she brings forth the ability to unify us. Say it to yourself, unify us. Unify us, don't divide us. That's why we're looking for a redemption plan, to create something that will unify us. We've been so divided for so long, and it's no question why we wouldn't be asking, why are we not unifying ourselves? Ladies and gentlemen, let's go over to the throne of grace and let's acknowledge God for all the great things he's done for us this holiday season. I don't know how many of you are turkey lovers, but the main thing is to tell the truth about what happened on that pilgrimage when those pilgrims sat down. And we must understand it was not always unifying us. It was dividing us. It was colonization. It was separating those amongst the ones who were non-believers and believers. Now, in your heart, you know that Martin Luther King was right for trying to unify us. But at the same time, people, we must understand that you cannot amalgamize into anyone's culture unless you sit down at the table and share in the collaboration process of bringing something to the table. Now, I'm calling for unification, but I'm also calling for separatists, because we need to identify ourselves and establish our own so that we know what it is we're bringing. Now, I want unification amongst the black. We are going to have to start working on unifying ourselves. And this redemptive program that I'm talking about is bringing forth a redemption in our marriages as well as in our education system. And let me proceed now with the libation pouring as I pour a glass of water for my yeye, which is Clara Jenkins, on my mother's side, which is Yipin Ja, the lady of the water. And I say, Ashe, as I pour this libation for her. My Baba, who's Obatala, on my head, my father, I pour libation to him as well. Pour libations to the west, and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the east, and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the north, and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the south, and I say Ashe. I say, O Dudamare, as we pour libation, we ask you to unify us. Don't divide us. We ask you to unify us. Unify us as one nation. And we'd like to send a prayer to those who are represented here today. Our families, for all households, we send the power of the prayer to unify us, to create a need in every household to have a redemptive plan, a plan that can change the situation and the course of this earth. We pray that every family represented here will understand that the veil was torn. You can go boldly before the throne of God now and make your own petition. And I want you to remember that there was a living sacrifice, the mercy seat, full of grace and mercy. No matter what you've done or what you've come through, no matter what sins you created or what heartache you may have created, you can ask for forgiveness. You can stand at the mercy seat. It's the ultimate mercy seat where the blood was shed, so that as you go before the mercy seat that was laid down for you, you might go before God with boldness in your heart, asking and requesting the things that you desire in your household and your family. And we are asking God to give us a redemption plan for today's society and for today's time. And we say, to God be the glory. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for going with us on that talking cure. Now, my segment today is on a redemption plan for the nation of the African Americans. We've already talked about the marital aspect. We want to talk about the educational system and how in need it is for a redemptive plan. I think we are taking old tools and old curriculums and trying to apply it to modern-day society. It won't work, family. It won't work. It won't work. But there's a weapon that's been formed against us, and I want you to chant with me the weapon, so that the song that I'm about to sing, the chant, so we can tear down that weapon, because that weapon has brought itself against the school system and the teachers there. But no weapon formed against us shall prosper. It won't work. Chant it with me as I sing it, because we have to learn the powerful things that we must use in order to fight in the spirit. There is no weapon formed against me that will prosper. You see, it won't work. No weapon formed against me, it won't prosper. You see, it won't work. No weapon formed against me, it won't work. It won't prosper. You have to say that to yourself, ladies and gentlemen. We're fighting institutions and principalities. So when we go into the school system, it is an institution, ladies and gentlemen. And because we are fighting against old traditions and old dogmas, it's very difficult to break down the barriers. In order for our schools to work in this society, we're going to have to prepare our children for preparation work in the real world, in the microcosmic world of today. Understanding economic, understanding lifestyle, and understanding literacy and communication. So we are going to have to revamp the schools that we have old curriculum and replace them with a conscious, science-based, conscious school. A conscious-based school would put power of prayer back in the school. It would allow those children to meditate on the word. It would allow those teachers to call on the forces to be for assistance. And that's two things that we must bring back in, the power of prayer and the ability to live and have a lifestyle. How can you teach children to read and write when they don't even have a lifestyle or don't have a clue what makes for a good lifestyle? Now, I want you to understand that it will take more than a notion to tear the walls down of the fibers of the school district and come against some of the opposition. But it's very important that you take line upon line, precept upon precept. There is a redemption plan been called forth all over the nation, not only with marriages and with courtships and with the ability to set up engagements, but the ability to set a new nation back into place. And every one of your rooms today should be focusing in on a redemption plan to make a difference before the new year come up on us. Now, remember, African New Year is March 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. We ought to be preparing for that date to bring in the new year for Africans. And we ought to understand that there is to be a reading done to give us a direction for our life. And we should result to our ancestors for directions and guidance. We must call on Oludulamore to give us direction and guidance for the African community and for the hood. Remember, people have written off the hood. They no longer think it will survive. So you must understand that we must come up with a redemption plan for ourselves. If we're going to do anything for anybody, it must be for ourselves now. So we must definitely look at educating our children in a homeschool setting when those children have been pushed out of society and who have been sent home with Title 20s. We must continue to educate. Do not let our children become ignorant in their slow process of growth. It's very important that we begin to look at a way to give a redemption plan for the education system. There's not enough time here in these hours to do so today to give you a full-blown plan. But what I'd like to give you, ladies and gentlemen, is understanding that we are about to come up on a new dispensation, and we are about to come up on an opportunity for those teachers who say that they are teachers to come out and formalize their own schools and institutions. Because the first 100 slaves out of slavery were producing institutions, and those institutions are falling right now. Our black universities are closing up. We need to find a way to reopen them. We need to find new concepts that we can bring back in the institution. Why are children walking away from schools, and why do they refuse to be a part of the school system, and why do they not want the education that we're giving them? I want those phone lines to light up, and if you have a solution for what we could do, why don't you call in? Let those phone lines light up right about now. And ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand that we have a plan. Phone lines are lighting up all over the place. Hold on, ladies and gentlemen. Hello? All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back in the atmosphere. Phone lines are ringing off as soon as I said that. But for you people that are in the chat room, I hope you're having a discussion. I hope you are back and forth. And the conversation that we've just had about creating a redemption plan for the African-American community, looking at our churches and why they're emptying out, how to revamp them, how to bring them up to par. They all need to be upgraded. Things have to be upgraded just like we have to maintain our houses and our products we have to maintain. We have to maintain our societies, and we have to upgrade them. The institution called church does need to be upgraded as well as the school system. So there's going to have to be a lot of discussion and a lot of engagement and dialogue, ladies and gentlemen. These airlines have been open for you free of charge to dialogue. This is a place to come. And I want to thank Blog Talk for offering their services and being available to us so that we can have an extension of discourse and conversation. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope that you're engaging your children and explaining to them about the reason they should be responsible for doing something more than playing the Nintendo games and engaging themselves only in extracurriculum. They need to be involved in setting up missions and going about the business of becoming connected to organizations and clubs and working towards a movement for change. Ladies and gentlemen, Project 2019 has been before you for quite a while now, and we are asking all those churches to open up their hearts and their churches to Project 2019 to incorporate this new product in your system to make a change so that you can start doing for self and being more African conscious. The reason why the people are emptying the churches out, because they want something that comes from their consciousness, something exclusively designed for them, something that has been made by a black man for a black man, because they know that you have the pulse of the people. But you can give them the same old sedative that will lull them to sleep over and over again. They're just not having it anymore. They'd rather stay at home and keep their money in their pocket. Now, you must also remember you got to be creative about doing things so it won't always call for money. African Americans do not have money to put into churches anymore. I know I don't. And they're not going to pay you to give them information because information is plentiful. So your preaching has no precedence on them as far as them having to pay you for it. Good conversation comes from everywhere. We're going to have to find another way to deal with the tithes so that you will not lose your congregation. And you're going to have to come in with a consciousness movement program that will not just deal on the surface of culture, and then at a point you stop and you halt. If you're going to teach this thing called African consciousness, you're going to have to go back to the ancestral lineage and to the ancient aspect and teach it like it should be taught. Otherwise, they're going to shut down to you because it's a lukewarm institution and a lukewarm curriculum. It has to be pure African. going all the way back to the African customs and tradition. And you're going to have to incorporate those customs and tradition within your congregation in the lifestyle. Otherwise, they'll say, I'll see you tomorrow when you get some programs, because the black man is looking for programs that you can help rehabilitate them. And there are a lot of felons coming out who can't get jobs that need to be retrained. Start setting up your churches to be training institutions to retrain those felons so that they can go back to work with fresh new skills. So we're going to have to make a change in our community with this redemption plan. We can't talk about all of it today, and we can't get it done today all at one time. But you who are in the chat room, talk amongst yourself. But who do the people say that we are? Who do the people say that the Africans are? Do they say that we're the redemptive ones? Do they say that we're the lost sheep? Do they say that we're God's chosen people? Do they say that we are Elijah? Yes, who do the people say that we are? They know who we are. But the question is, African, do you know who you are? Do you know what brand has been put up on your face, this Nubian brand has been put up on your face? You're the lost one that they're waiting to come back. And coming back means coming back to your consciousness, waking up. So soon as you wake up, then they know you're the one. The question that we used to ask the new babies, is you the one? So I ask the question, is you the one? Is you the one? And if you are, then start the redemption plan, lay the foundation, because Elijah has come home, kill the fatted cow. My son, my daughter has come home. She has learned herself, or he has found out who he is. And now that he's come home and come to himself, then this is Jubilee time. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to wake you up to Jubilee time, because the people say that you're Elijah. They say that you are the Jesus, the Messiah. They say that you are the one. And if you are the one, then you need to be shaking up some things and you need to be creating some things. Stop laying around waiting for the next person to do it. Stop looking behind you, looking over your shoulders like the Sankofa bird, wondering what's going to come from behind. What comes is going to come up front. You take your past to create your future. Don't worry about your present. You can recreate your future by looking into your past. Get into those Akashic records and find out what your ancestors did. Find out your DNA and what tribe you're from. Find out if there's anything significant about your tribe and the way you do things, and the way you socialize. Reconnect your children back to their tribal selves. If they're acting tribal, maybe it's because they are tribal. Reconnect them back to their tribal self, to the music and the dance and to the lifestyle. And don't let anyone tell you that African religion is High John the Conqueror. Don't let anyone tell you that it's been demonized. Take back your religion. That's why we're failing. That's why we're falling. Ifa will mend our broken hearts. I said Ifa will mend our broken hearts. We have turned away from our fathers and our ancestors, and they are upset with us because we have given the best that we have to give away, and that's our religion. And we've turned to pagan gods, and we wonder why. The house of Jacob is against us. We're wondering why. So much is against us because we